everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top-quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, put on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
All right, welcome back. Firm gains quickly developed across all cattle markets today, with front month live cattle and feeder cattle futures holding strong dollar per hundredweight gains at midday. This turnaround in the cattle market could bring about some widespread buying back to the complex, but it's helping to limit concerns of widespread follow-through losses during the rest of the week. Strong pressure seen in nearby lean hog futures today as traders quickly backed away from aggressive gains over the last couple of weeks. This market correction comes as traders focus on the potentially strong pork demand continuing, but the market may need to break from the continued pace higher. Corn prices were higher today in light trade. July corn futures about 3 cents higher. Stock markets were lower in light trade. The Dow Jones is 108 points lower. NASDAQ down 30 points. In live cattle, moderate to firm futures support developed in the live cattle trade despite the early pressure, which quickly developed in the complex and continued to pressure beef values. This move pushed August futures $1.05 per hundredweight higher as traders continue to focus on steady support throughout the entire complex. Bids have been more available today, from $117 to $118 per hundredweight on a live basis. In feeder cattle, firm gains developed throughout the cattle complex, with August and September contracts holding a dollar per hundredweight gain as traders tried to regain not only early morning losses, but sharp triple-digit pressure which developed midweek. The buyer support at this point not expected to be viewed as a market turnaround, but short covering. Grain futures were lower today, hit by selling in wheat that bent charts but managed to keep from breaking them. Corn prices, though, were also lower today, but December futures held Monday's $3.93 gap. Unexpected improvement in crop ratings yesterday sent the market tumbling below Wednesday's lows. Soybeans lower as well, but November futures held to an inside day lower after an early rally fell apart. And wheat prices were lower too at all three markets. Winter wheat contracts held Monday's gaps while Minneapolis was well off of session lows. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.